good morning.
It is a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, yesterday we listened on WAMC as the Senate voted to proceed with Trump's trial. Six Republicans joined Democrats in rejecting the argument that the trial is unconstitutional after dramatic appeals by House Democrats. Says the Washington Post this morning, the former president will be the first to undergo an impeachment trial after leaving office. The Senate vote, 56-44 on day one, which opened with a harrowing video of the Capitol attack. We're hearing that President Trump was not pleased with his defense's argument on the first day. Some described one of the lawyers' arguments as meandering. Your thoughts on what we saw yesterday? I have some confidence that there were a lot of WAMC listeners screaming at the radio.
I think that's right. And we all remember, well, we don't because not everybody was alive at the time, but we do remember the Kennedy-Nixon debates in which Nixon won on the radio, but Kennedy, handsome Kennedy, won on the television. I did it both ways yesterday, and I have to say, Jamie Raskin turned out to be an incredible force as he gave an emotional and very to-the-point explanation of what this was all about. There was universal condemnation of the way in which the Republican lawyers presented their case. And once again, we see this bifurcation. Trump suggesting via various administrative aides that the lawyers weren't doing what he wanted them to do, which was to continue on this nonsense that he had won the election. The first team of lawyers apparently quit over that issue, not wanting to make total fools of themselves, and now we see it again. So when you watch those terrifying moments as the mob gets into the House, I can only sense what our representatives were feeling at that point. They didn't know whether they were going to get killed or not. This was a terrifying time. Police officers lost fingers. They lost their lives. This was a terrible moment in American history, and it will have to be dealt with severely by the people who are teaching these moments and talking about what actually happened. The lawyers' performance was so bad that you had one Republican after another suggesting that this was not right. But, you know, I kept thinking it wasn't only the way in which the lawyers were presenting their cases. It was right. In other words, how could you get over the fact that these louts were coming into the Capitol building and threatening democracy and our representatives? And so what were the lawyers doing, these Trump lawyers? Castor was particularly outside his ability to make a point because they were wrong, because Trump did incite this violence, because it did happen the way that managers from the House of Representatives are presenting their case. It was awful, and there's really no way around that. So you can be the best lawyer in the world, but you can't make it work the way that the president wants them to make it work, because he's wrong and because they're not very good at their jobs.
And yet it still seems certain that he will be acquitted. And the question that you've been talking about surrounding this president is a president above the law?
Is any American above the law? The answer is technically no, and actually yes. We say you can't indict him. There's a memo in the Justice Department that says you can't. This needs attention now. And if Biden has guts, he will do it. You know, you get into an office and you have these protections, it's quite an incentive to keep them. Nevertheless, we went way too far in protecting Trump. He was above the law, and we have to recognize it, and we have to see that that never, ever happens again. Because, David, it got a little close. Here's a guy who wanted to lead us into a totalitarian form of government. We know that now, and we see it again and again. And it needs to be dealt with. I can't be any more specific than that, except that he almost got away with it.
I'm wondering what you're thinking about how the American people are receiving and will receive this as it proceeds. The idea that many are arguing, especially on the Republican side, that this will increase the divisions.
Well, it can't help. Look, the problem with our form of government is that when the power was divided up by the founding fathers, we had people who were in one camp or another. We had the slavery camp. We had the anti-slavery camp. We had the little states. We had the big states. And we came out with, well, what could only be called an imperfect arrangement. There's no getting around that. That's not going to change. We have an electoral college, which makes very little sense at this stage of the game. But in order to amend the Constitution, you'd have to have everybody saying the little states who are making out like bandits as a result of this, that it's okay. You have red states, you have blue states. You have to deal with what you have. And right now, we have an imperfect system, which needs to be worked on. But in the meantime, you got to keep your eye on the ball and make sure that each of us watches what's happening. You know, there are thousands of Americans who do not wear masks. We keep seeing pictures of these kids and others not wearing masks and yelling and screaming, putting everybody at risk. Well, that's true of the government, too. When you listen to the kinds of nonsense that's going on, and you have somebody like Senator Cassidy of Louisiana, a real Republican who has followed the president saying the lawyers did a terrible job. They did do a terrible job. But they did a terrible job not only because they're bad lawyers, but also they did a terrible job because the facts and the concept of justice was not on their side. And I think, to answer your question, finally, David, the American people know that, and they're watching it, and it is really beyond belief.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Thank you, and let's keep on keeping on, everybody.
Hey, we all made this radio station together. If you want it to continue, and I, as you know, am unapologetic about saying and asking, I'm asking that everybody takes an envelope who has not participated, and we know how many people are out there who have not, but who mean to, and put a check in and send it to 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206. We're looking forward to hearing from everybody. We've got to keep this radio station strong. We now see how important it's been all along.